Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there. I'm Dick Huddleston. The other day when I was telling you about Lum and Abner and their short wave set, they were sort of discouraged because Cedric couldn't hear them broadcasting. Well, of course, Cedric had forgot to turn his radio on, but still the old fellas were about ready to give up the whole thing. However, something happened this morning that changed their minds quite considerably. Come in. Oh, morning, Lum.
Hi, Granny Zabner. We was transmitting after all. You know, when we was trying to get Cedric to hear us and he couldn't?
Yeah.
Well, Ulysses S. Quincy heard us on his radio.
He did?
Yes, sir. Well, leastways, that's what Mose Moots was just now telling me. I don't know where it's true or not. I'm going to call Ulysses right now and find out.
Well, who did he hear, me or you?
Well, I don't know. Just so he heard one of us is all I want to find out.
Well, now, that's peculiar that he could hear it and Cedric couldn't.
Well, Cedric never had his radio turned on. He's done everything we told him to, excepting that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Two shorts and a long and a short.
Huh?
That's Ulysses' ring, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, I believe two long and a short, shorts and a long, I don't know.
Long, short. I hope Mose Moose wasn't just joshing me.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum, hang up. Wait a minute, there goes Ulysses across the street right now.
Oh, well, get out there and stop him.
Yeah, I'm getting. Hey, Ulysses! Come over here, Ulysses!
Don't let him get away.
Yeah, we want to see you about something, Ulysses.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's heading over here.
Greenies, I hope he did hear us. Be a shame to have that short waving machine around here and not be able to use it.
Well, how are you this morning, Ulysses? Well, that's good. He says he's okay.
Yeah, I could have told you that no matter how he feels.
Yeah, come on in, Ulysses.
Okay.
We want to ask you something, Ulysses.
Okay.
This morning when I come by the barbershop, Mose Moots said you told him you heard me transmitting yesterday.
I never said no such a thing.
You never, huh?
The only thing I said to him was that I heard you on the radio.
Oh, well, I was just hoping. Huh? Heard me on the radio? Well, that's what I mean. That's what I was asking you.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Grant, did you actually hear it?
Yeah, I heard you okay. Heard you saying something to Cedric.
Yeah, that was it, all right. That's what we were saying.
Yeah, I was sort of sitting there thinking about painting my barn and listening to the Highway of Romance, and all of a sudden I heard your voice, Lum. It just scared the daylights out of me.
It did, huh?
Did you hear me, Ulysses?
No, never, Abner.
Well, how did I sound, Ulysses? Did my voice come in good and loud, or what?
Well, okay.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. Could you make out everything I was saying?
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I got to be going. If the weather stays pretty, I'm going to paint my barn today.
Well, much obliged for stopping by, and keep your radio turned on. You might catch me again, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay. I've got to get my barn.
Well, did you hear that, Abner? I'm a genuine transmitter now.
Well, I am, too.
Well, he never heard you, though.
Oh. No, but, Lum, that machine belongs to me.
Well, yeah,
I stood right there and bid for it with my own money.
Well, I ain't trying to take it away from you. Yes. I just made the innocent remark that I was a transmitter. A shortwave transmitter.
Well, I'm learning it, though. I've been studying them dials and all that junk on there.
Well, you're a good generator pumper right now.
Well, thank you.
If it wasn't for you, I couldn't transmit. You don't realize how important you are, Abner.
Well.
Yes, sir. Without that generator, I might just as well throw the rest of this junk away.
Might just as well.
Why don't you get over there and show me how you pump that thing up, Abner?
Yeah, sure. There ain't really nothing to it, Lum. Not for me, anyway. All I do is just sit here on this little seat like this, put my feet on the pedal, start pumping.
Well, I do know. That is remarkable.
I don't see what you think is so hard about it. Any idiot can do it.
Well, you seem to have natural talents for it, all right.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you just stay there and pump that generator up to where I can do a little transmitting, huh?
Yeah, sure. Wait just a minute. Uh-oh, hold it. I see through your little scheme now.
Now, Abner, we're just experimenting with this outfit, and while you're doing that, it's best that I do the transmitting. You don't want to ruin your machine right off the bat, do you?
Well, no,
well,
but...
all right, then.
Yeah, but long...
Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpap.
Oh?
Or I think it's Grandpap. He's getting so skinny, I can't hardly recognize him.
Yeah. Well, that new watchdog of his won't let him in the house to get nothing to eat. That's the whole trouble.
Yeah, howdy, Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, Long.
You ain't been able to get in your house yet, Grandpap?
No, sir, I ain't. Can't get no sleep and can't get nothing to eat.
Oh, Lord.
I'm fading away to a stack of bones. Just looky there.
That dog old Garfield still stand you off, huh, Grandpap?
Oh, yeah. I tried to outflank him a couple of times, but he's too fast for me.
Well?
Charity almost lost a hand tossing him a bone yesterday.
Well, what does she feed him for? Maybe if he gets hungry enough, he'll come out of there.
Oh, Charity seems to think he's got a good set of brains behind all them teeth.
Yeah, well, personal, I don't think they're worth going through to get to them, though.
Well, Charity's still tossing them sandwiches over the fence to you, ain't she, Grandpap?
Yeah, you're getting something to eat anyway.
Sandwiches. I ate so many peanut butter sandwiches, my stomach feels like a schoolmarm's lunchbox.
Well, don't Charity ever throw you any meat sandwiches?
Well, them's the ones Garfield jumps up and intercepts.
Oh.
He just leaves the peanut butter and go by.
Well, Grandpap, why don't you use our stove here? We got plenty of stuff in the store. Here you can cook up.
No, I can't stand my own cooking. Much obliged just the same.
Well, now, there must be some way that
Charity
you...
tried sending me a kettle of stew on that traveling clothesline. Runs from the kitchen window to the back fence there, you know.
Yeah, good for Charity.
Well, it didn't work, though.
Oh.
I bound you every spavin-legged bird in Pine Ridge lit on that kettle. Tipped her over and Garfield got it.
Dope. He's even got the bird scared into working for him, huh?
I believe I got an idea, though. It's what I come over here to see you about, Lum. What's that, Grandpap? Can you lawsuit a dog?
Lawsuit a dog? You mean actual haul him up in court?
Granny, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it might be hard to get him to set up there in that witness chair. Well, I reckon you could if you throw him enough meat.
Well, Lum, as justice of the peace, you ought to know. The way that pigeon-toed hound's come betwixt me and Charity, I thought maybe I could sue him for alienation of affections or something.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea. Can you do that, Lom?
Well, I don't know if that law covers a dog or not.
Don't, huh?
Besides, Grandpap, if you did get a judgment, you still got to get him out of there.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpap.
If I can get a judgment against him, it's up to the law to get him out of there. I can wash my hands of the whole shebang.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Lom... Why don't you look that up and see?
Well, I will, but you better come back later, Grandpap. It'll take a little while, I reckon, to look that up.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Grandpap?
All right, I got to get back anyway and chomp on some more of them bow-legged peanut butter sandwiches. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Grandpap.
Yeah, so long, Grandpap.
Doggies, now he sure is having a time of it. That Garfield must be an ornery critter. You going to look up that law now, Long, about him elevating his infections?
No, oh, I'll do it a little later, Abner. Right now, we better get on with this thing here.
Huh?
Let's see. We were just getting ready to transmit when he come in. Better get to pumping on the generator again, Abner.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long.
But, Abner, this is the only way we're ever going to catch on to how to use this short-waving machine. You can talk on it, too.
Yeah, but, Long, what are we going to talk about? Can't just get up there and say nothing.
No, I guess you're right. Or to have something studied up to say, tell some side-splitting jokes or something.
Yeah, or to do something. Hey, we might say something to Ulysses, long as he's going to be listening anyway. Maybe we can tell him about some of the paint we got here in stock, long as he's aiming on painting his barn.
Oh, well, you know good and well he ain't ever going to get around to painting. Hey, wait a minute. I know what we can do.
Now, I ain't going over there and paint his barn for
him. No, we can use the short-waving machine to advertise some of our specials here in the store.
Specials.
Yeah, we can study up some specials on canned hominy or something.
No, not hominy. We're out of that.
Well, tomatoes, anything.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Something, then advertise just like they do on the regular radio.
Aye, doggers, we could do that, couldn't we?
Why, sure. Turn this thing into a profit.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, wait a minute, though. How are we going to get anybody to listen in to it?
Well, Grannies, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, you gotta have somebody listening before you start telling about specials and all that.
Here, I know what we can do. Just get on the party line, make a public announcement. Tell everybody to listen in on their radios, because we're gonna make a public announcement.
You mean over the telephone party line?
Sure.
Well, if we're gonna do that, why don't we just make the public announcement on a party line? Save ourselves a lot of trouble. Save me pumping this thing all day long.
It does sound more sensible.
Then I've rode this thing 1,000 miles if I had wheels on it.
Of course, they do it on the radio every day, Abner.
Ride one of these things?
No. Put on all them advertisements and spotted announcements. They don't have to call up folks on the telephone and tell them to listen.
Well, yeah, Long, but they got regular radio stations. All we got's just this little short-waving outfit here.
Yeah, but we can broadcast over it just like... Wait a minute. Wait a minuet.
What's the matter, Lum? You got a pain?
Aye, Granny's Abner, I got an itis so big it scares me even.
Well, what is it?
Abner, you may not know it, but me and you are going to start up a regular radio station of our own.
We are?
Yes, sir. We'll call it Station VPR, the Voice of Pine Ridge.